Yes, I'm happy, I'm free, and I'm gay, and I was born this way. I'm J.D. Doyle, and welcome to Queer Music Heritage for June. That was Carl Bean singing I Was Born This Way back in 1977, and this is kind of an LGBT pride edition. In the past 13 and a half years of doing QMH, I've played every one of the songs you'll hear, but I've never done it like this, as this show will be all about LGBT anthems. I've gathered together 13 songs for this segment, taking us up to 1985, and then part two of the show, found on my website, gets us the rest of the way. Now, I compiled a fairly long list of songs to consider for this show, and yes, I do know that what comprises an anthem is a bit different to everyone. This will be a very subjective show. You know by now I'm a stickler that my LGBT anthems have to actually be by LGBT artists, and I must be one of the few folks in the universe who feel this way. For example, if you search Wikipedia for the term gay anthem, you'll find a listing of 72 songs, but only 12 are by LGBT artists. Say what? And many of the titles will make you roll your eyes. Trust me. The list is full of divas, of course, like Madonna, Cher, Diana Ross, The Weather Girls, Sister Sledge, and so on. Sorry, I'm strict. Doesn't work for me. QMH is a history show, so you are going to get our history. And then there's the question of what makes an anthem. They list the recent song, Same Love by Macklemore and Lewis. Fabulous song and video. I'm much respected, but it's not anthemic. Can you imagine anyone singing it? The Wiki article does list some good qualifications for what makes an anthem, but I'll get to that in a few minutes, as I can't wait to give you more music. The next song I have for you is one of the very earliest openly gay songs, and it's called A Gay Song. It was by a collective of musicians in London in the early 1970s, about 16 of them, who banded together to produce an album called Either Or. And they only pressed 1,000 copies, which they gave away. On the plain white covers they stamped, "Do not buy this record, do not pay for this record," and insisted it just be given away. Obviously, it's quite rare, and I don't have a copy, but one of the band's founders, Alan Wakeman, has it all for free download on his website. So, from the band called Everyone Involved from 1972 is A Gay Song.
And it might apply to you. There's a little bit of gay in everyone today. So why not let it out? That's what we say. Gay is natural. Gay is good. Gay is
try to teach me that girls can't go climbing trees or playing with certain toys. Got to stay in dresses, else they call tomboy. Couldn't understand why I cut my hair short. Why did it want to wear pink? But I can sing it loud now. I can sing it loud now. I can sing it loud now. Yeah, I'm proud. As I grew bolder, got to be a desperate situation. People coming up to me at school say, hey,
you ought to get an operation.
Oh, I can sing it loud now. Oh, I can sing it loud now. Oh, I can sing it loud now. Yeah, I'm proud. Homosexual, we could sing it loud now. We could sing it loud now. We could sing it loud now. Yeah, I'm proud. I ain't sorry, I ain't sad for all the years I've been had. Strutting around like a heavy duty pup.
And from 1977, that song was obviously Gay and Proud, and it was by the Berkeley Women's Music Collective, one of the first openly lesbian bands. And I'll comment that in the late 70s, we were generally the gay community, years away from being the LGBTQIA one. And from this point on, I'll be presenting the songs in roughly chronological order. But I promised you I would discuss the qualities that make a gay anthem. The Wiki article was titled Gay Anthems. Right off the bat, they quoted a book from the UK called Queer by Simon Gage, Lisa Richards, and Howard Wilmot. The book provided a list of 10 themes common in gay anthems, and it should not be a surprise that the first one is that the songs are by big-voiced divas, popular with gay men. Okay, I'll let that slide. I'm fine with the rest of their list. They said the common themes were overcoming hardship in love, you are not alone, throw your cares away, hard-won self-esteem, celebrating unashamed sexuality, search for acceptance, torch song for the world weary, love conquers all, and no apologies. Actually, a pretty good list, and my next song fits several of those. From the landmark 1977 album Lesbian Concentrate is Sue Fink and Leaping Lesbians.
Mm-hmm.
Here come the lesbians, here come the leaping lesbians.
We're gonna please you, tease you, hypnotize and tightly squeeze you. We're gonna get you if we can.
Here come the lesbians.
Don't go and try to fight it, run away or try to hide it. We want your love and that's our plan.
Here come the lesbians.
Don't look in the closet. What's creeping down the stairs? Feeling stealing, reaching out from floors and ceilings. You can't escape, you're in our hands.
Here come the lesbians.
Inside your heart is racing when you see our shadows chasing. Here come the lesbians.
Here come the lesbians.
Here come the lesbians.
Here come the lesbians.
The leaping lesbians.
Dojo, 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 dojo. Dojo, dojo, dojo.
And tightly squeeze you. We're gonna get you if we can.
Here come the lesbians.
Don't go and try to fight it, run away or try to hide it. We want your love and that's our plan.
Here come the lesbians.
Don't look in the closet. What's creeping down the stair? We're slipping up behind you.
Watch out, better beware.
Inside your heart is racing when you see our shadows chasing. Here come the lesbians.
Here come the lesbians.
Here come the lesbians.
Here come the lesbians.
The leaping lesbians.
My family claims the right to know what's wrong with me. They say I'm not turning out the way that they're meant to be. My mother's given up my marriage. My father's given up his son. The Holy One is where a woman loving women when it's said and done. On face, but soon they'll see that we're a woman loving women, and that's all we'll be. Oh, more at work, they'll try to put you down. They can't seem to understand how you survive with no loving man around. Well, listen, people, and I'll tell you this. Loving a woman ain't one stroke short of bliss. And we're a woman loving women when it's said and done. Cause we're
woman loving women. Sing it loud and long. Yeah, we're sisters united in love. It's all so strong. Some say our praises
Think Sappho was a little touch. I just think Sappho loved that touch we all love so much. And we're woman loving women, and we're all too much. Cause we're
woman loving women, singing loud and long.
Yes,
we're sisters united in a love that's so, so strong. Some say I'm crazy, and it was on faith.
Both of those songs were from the Olivia Records label, perhaps the most important label in our music history. Hey, didn't I tell you this was a subjective show? Woman Loving Women was from Teresa Trull's 1977 LP, The Ways a Woman Can Be. And for the next song, I go all the way to Australia and the first openly lesbian band from that country, the Lavender Blues. One of the group members told me the story of the next song. In the mid to late 1970s in the United States, there was a divide in the feminist movement, and that was also present in Australia. The straight women were fine with the lesbians helping them obtain women's rights, but then did not want to be outwardly supportive of lesbian rights, and therefore perhaps be labeled as lesbians themselves. This is commented on in the song by the Lavender Blues called Lesbian Nation.
But when it comes to choosing a mate, I vote for your rights, and that's so fine. What have you done to fight for mine? Where do we go to after liberation? Is this a really our salvation? Building a road to a lesbian nation, or leading back to isolation? Abortion laws for your liberty. What about our sexuality? Where do we go to after liberation? Is this really our salvation? Building a road to a lesbian nation, or leading back to isolation? Let's open up that history then. And I contend the feminist movement flows up and down, but the lesbians always seem to drown. Where do we go to after liberation? Is this really our salvation? Building a road to a lesbian nation, or leading back to isolation? Where do we go to after liberation? Is this really our
Okay, next we're up to one of the most iconic anthems. It's by the Tom Robinson Band, and over the years, Robinson has done many updated versions of it, adding or changing the verses. But here's the original from 1978, Glad to be Gay.
This song is dedicated to the World Health Organization. It's a medical song, and it concerns a disease whose classification, according to the International Classification of Diseases, is 302.0.
Sing if you're happy. no need to feel down. I said, young man, pick yourself off the ground. I said, young man, 'cause you're in a new town. There's no need to be unhappy, young man. There's a place you can go. I said, young man, when you're short on your dough, you can stay there, and I'm sure you will.
Does my picking that last one surprise you? Well, without actually mentioning the word gay, it certainly was a feel-good song that clicked off several of the gay anthem criteria, especially Throw Your Cares Away and Celebrating Unashamed Sexuality. And we all know what was going on when the Village People sang YMCA. We're in 1979 now, and I have a couple songs that are more reflective, and that certainly applies to Maxine Feldman's iconic anthem, Amazon. For example, it's been a staple since the 70s at the Michigan Women's Music Festival for it to be sung every year, honoring the heritage of women's music. And a tribute CD was released in 2011 called Amazon 35, honoring the song. Here's Maxine Feldman and Amazon.
Amazon, women rise. Amazon, women weaving rainbows in the sky. Amazon women fly. Amazon women fly. I am and once was called Amazon. Now I am called lesbian. I know that the matriarchy grew back then. Sisters, the matriarchy's gonna rule again. Amazon women rise. Amazon women weaving rainbows in the sky. Amazon women fly. Amazon. Practice your craft of the wise. Amazon nation is about to rise. Amazon women rise. Amazon women living rainbows in the sky. Amazon.
Our Amazon witches have freed, turned from the flame, and we will dance in our moon circles once again. Sisters, we've known and loved each other in our past. Amazon nation is rising at last. Amazon women rise. Amazon women weaving rainbows in the sky. Amazon women fly. Amazon women fly.
This next song I used as the opening theme for at least the first 2.5 years of my QMH show, so you know it's special to me. In 1979, an LP was released called Walls to Roses, which was unique in that it was a various artist project of feminist men, gay and straight, and Charlie Murphy's song, Gay Spirit, opened the album.
When we were born, they tried to cover our eyes. Then they tried to tell us all what to see. We are discovering that did not work, for we were born to be free. It's a gay spirit singing in our hearts, leading us through these troubled times. It's a gay spirit moving this land, calling us to a time of open love. When we were born, they tried to put us all in a cage, then tell our bodies what to feel. We have chosen to feel all the truth that our gay spirit singing in our hearts, leading us through these troubled times. It's a gay spirit moving round this land, calling us to a time of open love. We are no strangers to the gay spirit singing in our hearts, leading us through these troubled times. It's a gay spirit moving round this land, calling us to a time of open love. You run and tell that old patriarch spirit moving round this land, leading us through these troubled times. A gay spirit singing in our hearts, calling us to a time of open love.
Sometimes it gets too hard to feel all the joy in the face of all the pain we see, but there's a healing place within our hearts. It's coming alive in you and me. There's a gay spirit singing in our hearts, leading us through these troubled times. It's a gay spirit moving round this land, calling us to a time of open love. Thank you.
singing in our hearts, leading us through these troubled times. A gay spirit moving round this land, calling us to a time of open
was one of Holly Near's most beloved songs, and that version came from a 1983 concert and was sung with Ronnie Gilbert. Holly wrote the song after the killings of Harvey Milk and Mayor Moscone in San Francisco, and she told me in an interview that she always marvels at the effect the song has on people. It's not uncommon for a concert crowd to stand up and hold hands and sing along and hold up their lighters, while they were perhaps saying out loud for themselves for the first time, "We are a gay and lesbian people, and we are singing for our lives." And as the song traveled, allies changed the words to, "We are gay and straight together," and indeed, it is one of our most powerful anthems. Another powerful song came from Broadway and the show La Cage aux Folles from 1983. It's one of the most recorded songs on this entire two-hour show. from the original cast album is I Am What I Am.
I am what I am. I am my own special creation. So come take a look. Give me the hook or the ovation. It's my world that I want to have a little pride in. My world, and it's not a place I have to hide in. Life's not worth a damn till you can say, hey world, I am what I am. I am what I am. I don't want praise, I don't want pity. I bang my own drum. Some think it's noise, I think it's pretty. And so what if I love each feather and each spangle? Why not try to see things from a different angle? Your life is a sham till you can shout out loud, I am what I am. I am what I am, and what I am needs no excuses. I deal my own deck, sometimes the ace, sometimes the deuces. There's one life, and there's no return and no deposit. One life, so it's time to open up your closet. Life's not worth a damn till you can say, hey world, I am what I am.
This is J.D. Doyle, closing down part one of my special show on LGBT anthems and taking us up to 1984. Part two of the show can be heard on my website, queermusicheritage.com, and will take things up to the present. This last song was especially important in the early years of MTV. This was the first time music videos were having an impact on the public, and a few of those videos were openly addressing gay topics, and gay people, in or out of their closets, were paying attention. It meant that they could visually see the messages of the songs, and that was a breakthrough. In fact, one of my friends has told me that the video for this song inspired him to come out of the closet. Here's Jimmy Somerville when he was in the band Bronski Beat and Small Town Boy.